Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about the Da Vinci Code, play some music from Anthony Hamilton, and report about America's new poet laureate. Donald Hall has been named the new poet laureate of the United States. Faith Lapidus tells us about him.
The poet laureate is responsible for increasing interest among Americans in reading and writing poetry. The poet laureate serves for at least 1 year. Donald Hall is the 14th poet laureate of the United States. He is 77 years old. Mr. Hall lives in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. He lives in a 200-year-old farmhouse that his grandparents owned for many years. Donald Hall has written 15 books of poetry. He has also written other books, short stories, plays, and children's books. He has been honored with many awards. A documentary film was made about Mr. Hall and his wife, the poet Jane Kenyon. The film was called A Life Together. Here is Shep O'Neill reading part of Mr. Hall's poem, An Old Life.
Snow fell in the night. At 5:15, I woke to a bluish, mounded softness where the Honda was. Cat fed and coffee made, I broomed snow off the car and drove to the Kearsarge Mini Mart before Amy opened to yank my globe out of the bundle. Back, I set my cup of coffee beside Jane, still half asleep, murmuring stuporous thanks in the aquamarine morning.
Mr. Hall has written many poems about nature and about his wife. Jane Kenyon died of leukemia, a cancer of the blood, in 1995. She was 47. Mr. Hall has written many different kinds of poems. Here is part of his poem, Baseball.
Well, there are 9 players on a baseball team, so to speak, and there are 9 innings, with trivial exceptions like extra inning games, and games shortened by rain or darkness, by riot, hurricane, earthquake.
As the new poet laureate, Donald Hall has many goals. He hopes to have more radio broadcasts of poetry on public radio stations. He would also like to see more television programs about poetry. The last poet laureate, Ted Kooser, writes a weekly column about poetry that is printed in newspapers around the country. Mr. Hall says he would also like to write a newspaper column about poetry. And he says he wants to work to protect Americans' freedom of speech.
Our listener question today comes from Vietnam. Mai Linh wants to know if the story in the movie The Da Vinci Code is true. Ron Howard directed the film The Da Vinci Code. It is based on a book of the same name by Dan Brown. Both men say the story is fiction, a work of imagination. But some of the history, places, and events in the story are real. So it is not hard to see why people are arguing about the truth, or lack of it, in the Da Vinci Code. People have bought more than 60 million copies of the book in 3 years. The movie is also very popular. In its first weekend alone, the movie earned more than $220 million around the world. The story tells about a dangerous search for the Holy Grail. The Grail usually has been thought of as a cup, a container used during the last meal of Jesus and his followers. The Grail also is said to have held the blood of Jesus as he died on the cross. But the Da Vinci Code is based on the idea that one of Jesus's followers, Mary Magdalene, was also his wife. The story says she and Jesus had a baby daughter. The film says Mary Magdalene herself is the Holy Grail. The story says Mary and her daughter fled to France after Jesus was killed. It says their descendants are alive today. Critics say this idea attacks the central beliefs of the Christian religion. They say it unfairly charges that the Roman Catholic Church has been suppressing the truth. Some Catholic officials have called on Catholics to boycott the movie. Most experts on the Bible, the Christian holy book, say there is no evidence that Jesus was ever married. Others say no evidence exists that he was not married. In the film, actors Tom Hanks and Audrey Tautou struggle to discover the secret of the Grail. Tautou's character's grandfather knew the secret, but he is found dead in the Louvre Museum in Paris, France. This is the home of the famous Mona Lisa painting by Leonardo da Vinci. The story says that da Vinci's artworks contain clues about where the body of Mary Magdalene is buried. But a number of real-life art experts dispute the idea.
Someday I'll be walking along and you'll step on the scene where I'll be. Hopefully you'll be touched by my charm.
Singer Anthony Hamilton is one of today's most popular performers of rhythm and blues music. But there was a time when it seemed he would not become a widely known singer. Mario Ritter tells us about him.
In 2003, Anthony Hamilton gained praise from music critics with his album, Coming From Where I'm From. The album sold more than 1 million copies. Before the success of that album, Hamilton had recorded songs with two other record companies. But in both cases, the companies failed before his albums were released. Anthony Hamilton recently released another album. It's called Ain't Nobody Worryin'. Here, he sings the title song from the album.
Ain't nobody worryin' when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying their shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read? Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow, cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more.
Anthony Hamilton has been compared to some of the best soul singers, including Al Green and Bill Withers. Hamilton's voice is natural and easy. He writes and sings songs that are filled with emotion. That combination works well in the love song, Can't Let Go.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No. Oh. Why must they try to tell them not how's when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way? We made a vow to love through it all, we are one, and no one has the right to tear my love.
Hamilton says he writes songs about real life issues, including his personal experiences. We leave you with the song Pass Me Over from Anthony Hamilton's album Ain't Nobody Worrying.
Another day, chance to make another chance. A fragile place, running on empty. A smile so faint, barely even break the space. World is on shoulders now. Don't be afraid. Who knows we'll make a way. It's word alone, it's what has kept me. Born the Son, King of eternal peace. Lay your burdens down. If you catch me dreaming, oh, morning comes, just pass me over,
pass me over.
Make believe that I'm not there, just leave me be.
Oh,
until the Savior comes.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Lawan Davis, Aaron Chavone, and Gerilyn Watson. Katie Weaver was our producer, and our audio engineer was Peter Hundley. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.